a lot of people to come out and see us either compare us to Crosby, Stills, or the Eagles.
First thing that struck me was the acoustic sound, and my first thought was, well, that's kind of a lost art because I don't hear that much anymore.
We're really fortunate here in Colorado that we have a lot of really good acoustic rock, AAA, folk out here. We're hoping to kind of, you know, be the spearhead of the revival.
A young man's eyes see broad skylines.
And I didn't know if this whole thing was going to work because I'm, you know, they were kind of subdued and I'm so incredibly over the top.
Yeah, one of the things that impressed me about that making of album, that the video that you guys just did ahead of your release of your new CD,
right,
was how receptive you were to feedback. Scott says you tend to roll with it. You don't have an ego that's easily bruised.
For me, I'm about making good music, and I want to play my part and, you know, do my role. But, you know, I don't need to be out front or, you know, the lead voice. Or we always say the song decides.
A young girl flies with everything she tries, an unadulterated joy that gets compromised, and an old woman.
One of you apparently was classically trained. Was that you?
Probably me.
Probably.
This has been all about life. It's been everybody's marriages and their kids and the things that they've experienced that everybody's just been able to put such an eloquent family touch on it. It's just been golden.
Burn the ships, we won't be leaving. The shore to feel, the decks are heaving as we ride the tides of evening home. Burn the ships, there's no retreating.
Recipe for rebirth. One over-the-top drummer, ditch drum machine, one amazing lead voice, Craigslist, who knew? One guitarist-songwriter with a passion for pirate songs, and one guy's vision for this vibrant acoustic collaborative and the wisdom to burn the covers. Meet Denver's Ironwood Rain today on Two Cans Comedy Club Indy. So don't burn the ships, Ma. We're home. We're 2 months. Last Jilly Moon was in July, late July.
Yeah, we've done some renovations, haven't we, at the club?
Yeah. I noticed we have tables and chairs now.
And indoor plumbing, I think, is now in.
People sitting up like big boys. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's electricity and everything.
See, we have a new valet, a parking valet out there.
Yeah.
The other guy's doing 10 to 15 at...
Well, I mean, you know, the guy didn't understand the concept of valet parking. Valet parking, not valet stealing.
This is Club Indy. This is the non-comedy part, and who can tell, of You Can't Make It Up. We're two cans. I have no voice this morning, but, you know, it doesn't seem to matter.
That's okay. We don't need a voice. Our guests will supply all the voice we need.
Yeah, last night we sat down by phone with the folks in Denver, Colorado. They call themselves Ironwood Rain, and you're going to enjoy this little chat. They let us steal a portion of their rehearsal time, the four guys. And but it's, I just want to cover this. We get email from time to time from bands saying, you know, we've been on your waiting list a long time. Well, okay, we do one show a month. So, I mean, do the math. There are 5 billion indie bands 12 months out of the year. You know,
Wait a minute, we have a waiting list?
We have a waiting list. Well, but so Ironwood Rain just came on our radar, and here they are. And people say, well, okay, well, you're playing favorites. What's that about? No, we have a very simple rule that supersedes all other rules. We have to really, really, really like your music.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to the front of the line. It's kind of like those exclusive clubs, Club Indy.
Yeah, here, tell us, some of those clubs are exclusive. I've never been in one, but here we are.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's right. I mean, would I want to belong to any club that would let me in?
Yeah. Thank you, Groucho. We're dating ourselves. So anyway, if you want to reach us and get your band on Club Indy, and we'll, you know, do a 20-minute interview with you and feature your music, you got to get your fans to email us feedback@twocansmusic.com. feedback@twocansmusic.com. It's two, the number two, for those of you that are challenged by the two choices you have. You want to do this?
Let's do it.
Let's roll the tape, guys.
We have tape?
Yeah.
Burn the ships, there's no retreating. I'll lend no ear to disbelieving. We'll chase the sun, it sets on dreams.
One Colorado promoter described these gentlemen as, quote, the bastard yet comely love child of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, the Eagles, and Jethro Tull. They are Ironwood Rain. They hail from Denver, although they're probably from all over the country. You know, we'll get to know them a little bit later. And say hi to Ironwood Rain and Scott Burns. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate the support.
Well, we appreciate you letting us crash your rehearsal, because I know that how important that is. You've got your big gig coming up October 15th.
We do. The CD, Burn the Ships, comes out October 15th, and we're releasing it here in Colorado. It'll be available on iTunes and pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen it, folks, and we'll put a link out there on the show notes, you have to go see the making of Burn the Ships, because if you've seen the making of videos, and every group is doing that today, yours is a whole lot different. I found it really informative and a lot of fun, and very much you were unaware that the camera was rolling kind of thing, you know, just got into it.
Well, it was a lot of fun to do. I was actually behind the camera most of the time because I do most of our video production work. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. We're really blessed to have, you know, a close comradeship between the guys, and the studio, Colorado Sound, that we were working at was, it fit right in the pocket with us. So appreciate the compliment. It was a lot of fun to do.
Well, we see the names that pop out at us, and I know groups hate to be compared to and all that, but your primary influence, who would you say primarily influences your songwriting, Scott?
For me, probably Jethro Tull. A lot of people that come out and see us either compare us to Crosby, Stills, or the Eagles. JJ is a big Beatles fan. Gary is a product of the 70s, you know, he's into Jay Giles, and, you know, we tend to stay pretty much in that pocket because, a lot of the people that listen to that kind of music and grew up with it are kind of wondering where it all went. And, you know, Eagles are still packing houses because people love the music, but there's so little new in that genre to listen to. You know, we really see an opportunity to bring that kind of music back to them. Well, for me, I guess it would be Tull.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to ask you about in terms of your sound, when we played your music on our other show, the Or You Can't Make It Up podcast, first thing that struck me was the acoustic sound, and my first thought was, well, that's kind of a lost art, because I don't hear that much anymore. Is it a lost art, and if so, how and why did you revive it?
I don't know that it's so much a lost art for players, because, you know, the whole unplugged scene that really got big after, you know, Nirvana did Unplugged, and Alice in Chains came out and did it. There's a lot of good acoustic players out there, but I think, over time, the genres that were big for terrestrial radio airplay just kind of pushed it to the side. We're really fortunate here in Colorado that we have a lot of really good acoustic rock, AAA, folk acts out here. So they're still out here, and they're still playing up a storm. We're hoping to kind of, you know, be the spearhead of the revival.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Is there a definitive Colorado music scene, per se, and is the acoustic the heart of it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are some really talented folks out here. In fact, we're, after the CD release is done, we're looking at putting a benefit concert together for a longtime local player out here who's down in Texas for leukemia treatment right now. And we've been going through and collecting names of the people on the top end. I don't want to drop names. I thought that was a little gauche, but yeah, there's a vibrant music scene out here. We've had, of course, starting in the 70s with, you know, Firefall and some of the other guys, and they're still around out here. In fact, Rick Roberts has come out to see us a couple of times. Kind of fun to play Cinderella for him, you know, play a couple of songs with the guys in the band. No pressure there. But Big Head Todd came out of here in The Fray just recently. There's another band called Something Underground. It's just absolutely phenomenal out here. There's a really good, vibrant music scene, a lot of different genres. One of the advantages that we have, you know, thanks to guys like you making the music available nationwide, is that those people have a much wider audience now.
Now, you started out as a trio, and you started out as a cover band predominantly, right?
That's right, yeah.
What changed that? What series of events and what anybody that joined the band that caused you to realize you had something way more than a cover band? And at what point was that?
Well, that's an easy one because Mike and I grew up in the same neighborhood together. We've been in multiple bands over the years, and I had invited him to come up and be part of the project as I'd originally envisioned it, as, you know, an acoustic cover act, because there's so much great acoustic rock music out there. Blackmore's Temple of the King and Queen's 39 and Heart's Love Alive that just didn't get a lot of play from other bands. He was intrigued by the idea, came out, and, you know, we immediately hit it off again, picked up where we left off. we ran an ad in Craigslist, and the second fellow that showed up, the first one's a funny story, the second fellow that showed up was JJ, and he came in and had nailed the covers, and we loved the quality of his voice. Sounds a little like Richie Havens or the old Guess Who stuff, and I was intrigued by that, but then he started playing some of his originals, and we fell in the pocket with him and started playing some of these songs, and you know, the light bulb just went off, and I knew at that point, not pursuing original music with this sound would be a sheer waste of talent. So it pretty much changed gears from the time JJ came and took a seat.
Yeah, that's JJ Mastis, and a guitar, lead vocals, harmonica. One of the things that struck me watching the video, the making of, is how malleable he was, how receptive he was to your vocal coach. You know, to trying different things.
Right, yeah, and JJ, that's one of the things that makes him such a pleasure to work with is, especially, I'm going to get in trouble with all my other guitarist friends, but especially for a guitar player, he just has no, you can't bruise his ego. You know, he's receptive to new ideas, and when you bring an idea up and you say, hey, you think this will work, before he decides, he tries it. You know, he accepts coaching, but then he offers great suggestions too, so he's, you know, he's a talented guy with a great voice, just a pleasure to work with. And our vocal coach is extraordinarily good.
And his name?
That's Dr. Scott Martin. He's with Academy of the Arts here in Denver.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Mm. Yeah.
He doesn't pull any punches either, does he?
He does not. In fact, I sort of gently edited out some of the more colorful comments.
Could you put JJ on the phone?
I certainly can. He's standing right here. Hang on just a second. JJ.
The ages of a life run through the stages that me and you have shared and read the lines in our fine play. The glory of a life with you, the ages that we passed through each gave us their own signs to light our way. Our ages make a grand debut each day, and I'm still loving you through ages in our time, that is to say. Young love brought us to a stage where 20 seem like our middle ages. 30's kids' life kept turning pages. Decade four and we're still engaging. Our passion play will come off stage one. David, I'll be teasing you backstage. I love you for all ages.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, hi, JJ. There are actually two Ken.
Yeah, hi from here.
Ken and Ken. All right, cool.
That's right. We make it easy. That way you can't get us wrong.
I was just telling Scott, one of the things that impressed me about that making of album, that the video that you guys just did for, you know, ahead of your release of your new CD.
Right.
Was how receptive you were to feedback, and some of it, I guess, was kind of rough. But you Scott says you tend to roll with it, that you really, you don't have an ego that's easily bruised.
No, that is really the case. You know, for me, I'm about making good music, and I want to play my part, you know, do my role, but, you know, I don't need to be out front or, you know, the lead voice, or we always say the song decides. So whatever the song decides is best, then that's what I decide is best, and I'm happy that way.
Well, now, how often do you look for gigs on Craigslist?
Actually, I still look on there all the time. I get a lot of my work up there. I'm a handyman. You know, I'm not looking for bands to play in, but I'm still always cruising Craigslist and seeing what's going on.
Yeah. That was Kismet, wasn't it, when you guys got together?
Yes. Yeah, that was just the fates aligning, because that's the only music ad I ever answered, actually, off of Craigslist, and it turned out to be the perfect fit.
Well.
Hey, speaking of handyman stuff, I mean, you guys have day jobs?
Yeah, unfortunately, we all have day jobs.
What do you guys do?
Well, I work on foreclosed homes, so I go around and clean them out and fix them up and do things like that for the mortgage companies.
Huh.
That's okay. My day job, or at least part of it, and then I also fix computers and stuff on the side. I'm kind of like a freelance type guy.
Well, you've got terrific range.
Yeah.
Vocally, for the type of band you're in, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
It's impressive, yeah, yeah. Is Mike there? Could we speak with Mike?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, hey, JJ, thank you.
Thank you, guys. See you.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
Yep.
A warm wind blows, but the clouds above my heart remain.
tossed like a tempest in my thoughts. Miles, loneliness conspired, but my sails caught the wind. They will take me home to you no more apart. And I'll fly to you. I'll fly to you. My love. And it's been too long since I wrote you of our love. But last night moon sang to me as it hung above. I sang along, singing La Paloma, the triumph of the dove. And thought of you in my arms, I would long to join your love. I'll fly to you.
Ken.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, there are two Kens here on the phone.
How's it going?
Yeah. I'm here too. Hi to you.
Ken.
You're the other songwriter in the band, right?
Well, I'm one of the other songwriters in the band. Gosh, you know, we all write. So.
How much Burn the Ships is yours?
Out of the final songs, I got one song that I wrote on there. There was going to be two, but the other one, which was a pirate song, by the way, but the other one just wasn't quite up to the level that the other ones were at, you know, so we decided to shelve it for now and wait until later and let the song develop more, because the other ones were coming together so well. We're just like, wow, these are really shining, so yeah, want to make.
Is that a typical thing for you guys? I mean, how difficult or easy is it, relatively speaking, to write for this collection of musicians?
It's a blast, really. The first CD was a lot of people bringing in songs that they had already together. This CD was a little bit more of, I've got some words, let's put some music to it, or I've got some music, let's put some words to it. And then, you know, somebody would take and they'd come up with, you know, if they had words, somebody would come up with a musical idea, and then the band would kind of flesh it out. So it was a lot more collaborative.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, each song has pretty much a primary music writer and a primary lyric writer for that song, you know. Still, a lot of collaboration. It was really fun, very organic.
You know, I was in reading your bios at your website, and I'm trying to place the names and the faces and all that, but one of you apparently was classically trained. Was that you?
Probably me.
Probably.
I did. In fact, my very first guitar teacher at the age of 8 was teaching me classical fingerstyle guitar. And I continued to take classical and jazz training, and it took about 7 or 8 years of jazz and classical piano because I wanted to learn how to write and arrange.
Is that figured into your ability to do what you do now? Was that a help to you?
Absolutely. It has made a world difference in me being able to, because JJ and I both play guitar, and what we do is we work off each other a lot, and so it enables us to come up with guitar parts that complement each other. So rather than just kind of banging on the same chords, you know. Hmm. Or getting into the, here's a really cool guitar solo. but we're able to come up with a lot more complex, intricate, and musically rich sounding parts without being overly, like, fiddly.
Cool.
That's Mike Klepfer, guitar, vocals, and does a lot of the writing, as I guess most of the band writes, as you said. Is there a radio station in the Denver area that's locked onto you guys?
I don't know if there's a radio station in the area that is really locked onto us yet, per se.
Was there KRFC in Fort Collins once?
We've been getting some interest, but as far as like somebody at this point who is like playing us regularly and stuff, we're working on that.
Well, we have to change that. We have to get some music, you know?
I like the way you think.
Yeah. Is Gary there? Can I speak to your drummer?
I think you can speak to Gary if we can get him off the ceiling.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm going to hand you over. Ken?
Thank you, Mike.
Ken, it was nice talking to you.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, here you go. Here's Gary.
I wanted to feel something more than uncertainty for you. I felt I wanted something more than saying goodbye. I wanted to need something from you other than your absence, but it seems I just needed to want. Well, I found my something somewhere else. Wanted you to see something more than your image of the boy in me. I saw I wanted something more than you could bring. I wanted you to be something more like a father or a man, but it seems I just needed to want what I could find inside of myself. I tried to love you and when that failed, tried to hate you but the feeling paled. As time passed and then you did too, but I still wanted to feel for you. So where a man would stand, I say,
Hello. Oh, my head's rushing from being upside down. Hello, how are you?
Now, Gary, we got to hear your best Boston accent here.
I'm not originally from Boston. I'm originally from across the pond.
Oh, you are? Where?
Oh. I'm messing with you. No, I grew up in Western Massachusetts. When I moved out to Boston, I was treated like a foreigner out there.
Well, with good reason, I imagine, right?
How's it going, you guys?
Well, it's going well.
Right on.
We've been talking to everybody about, this is an exciting time, October 15th, TikTok.
Correct.
Are you guys excited about this CD? Is it all that you wanted it to be?
Well, for me, this is me speaking personally. I'm more excited about just playing shows, meeting the gals, that kind of thing. The live performance, that's what I'm all about. The CD is great. You know, I'm hoping it does really well. I'm really actually honored to be playing with JJ and Mikey and Scott, and the whole thing is, and because I kind of just fell into this back in late January, I'm still kind of getting caught up. They had all this stuff kind of written already, and then I just kind of threw drums on it, and I think the next will be more kind of all four corners of the pyramid and that kind of thing.
You're being way too modest. I'm reading here in the bio notes, and I don't think you wrote this section. It says, propelled by the drums, the new Ironwood Rain produced a smooth drive and a more rounded sound, reminiscent of Vertical Horizon, a modern-day Moody Blues. You're given a lot of credit for taking Ironwood Rain to another level sound-wise. So,
I'll be honest with you. If I met these guys like a year ago, I was playing with this other band and we all both did the show together and they were doing this drum machine thing, and I went up to them and I said, golly, I like your covers, and this one they were just doing covers at the time, and I said, be interested in playing drums, because the drum machine, me being a drummer, I find drum machines ghastly. so to say the least. So when it actually came down, they called me like almost a year later and they said, well, now we're writing and blah, blah, blah. And I didn't know if this whole thing was going to work, because they were kind of subdued and I'm so incredibly over the top. And everybody seems to like it, and it's been a real hoot. I'm just having a great time, and we're playing just about every weekend. It's absolutely smashing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's kismet.
Oh yeah,
for all you guys, it's the right blend at the right time.
Indeed.
Gary St. Germain, thank you. Go back to your drums or the ceiling, whichever you're more comfortable with at this moment.
Do both at the same time, but that'll be in later shows.
I got to see that video.
Indeed. The Halloween party this upcoming, we're going to try to do.
Well, I wish we lived out in the Rocky Mountain country. It'd be fun to watch you guys live.
Right on, man. Well, you know, it's like you can always check it out on the internet. I guess Scott does a lot of videotaping and whatnot. See, I don't even have a computer yet. And this is a podcast. So welcome, internet world.
Thanks for taking the...
I finally made it.
So much for the illusion.
Man, indeed. But, well, listen, you guys, thanks for having us. Is there any other questions you need to speak to anybody else?
Just round it out with Scott if you want to throw him back on the phone. That's
great. Not a problem. We'll put it in. It was great talking to you guys. And tell everybody in Beantown I said hi. I miss y'all.
Thank you, Gary. We appreciate
it. Take care.
Yeah.
Take care, bud.
Well, thanks for making the rounds, guys. Appreciate it.
Scott, I'll tell you, it sounds to me like you're having a lot of fun, even if you weren't working on a CD release. And I mean, it sounds like you really enjoy working together.
Oh, this has been a labor of love for all of us. You know, we one of the hard things, you know, when you're trying to get a new act out, is people are always asking, well, who do you sound like? What kind of stuff are you doing? What's your music about? And for a lot of acts I've been in over the years, it's kind of a hard thing to put into words, but this has been all about life. You know, it's been everybody's marriages and their kids and the things that they've experienced that everybody's just been able to put such an eloquent family touch on, and it's just been golden. So we really appreciate you guys putting music out there and helping us grow it.
I need you to tell the fans where you guys are playing out the next month or so and right on through the winter. Where can they see you mostly?
Well, we got the CD release party, of course, coming up October 15th at the Toad Tavern down in Littleton. We're going to be playing with some good other local friends of ours, Double Down and Tequila Mockingbird. We'll be October 30th at the Stagecoach Inn in Evergreen, Colorado. Evergreen's been wonderful to us, mountain communities up there. We're currently booking for November, December. We've been on an every weekend run since July, since we went into the studio. So we're going to take a little bit of time off to try to roll some of the covers over and get some new writing done.
Yeah.
At the other local venues we frequent, you can find us at the D-Note, Buffalo Rose. We're hoping to get into Nisi's soon. So pretty much all over the Denver Metro Boulder area.
Well, Burn the Ships, when it comes out October 15th, going to be a big, big smash hit for you guys. Going to get you some festival work and maybe some tours.
Great. Yeah, we were at Taste of Colorado recently, which is a big festival out here, and we're hoping to do a Southwest tour this summer and head down through that area of the United States and hopefully make some new friends down there.
Cool.
Well, if we could make a request to add to your tour list, let's see, Portland, Maine.
Boston.
And, of course,
you know,
New Haven,
Connecticut.
If I just flip
the map over, that's Southwest.
Yep.
we'd love to return the favor, guys. We really appreciate the support.
Well, thank you for taking time out of, especially of a rehearsal. I know how important those are. And thank you, and thank your wife for me. Thank you. Thank the mannequin for, you know, giving up some time, too.
Yeah, send a photo.
I will do that. All right. Thank you both again. We really appreciate it. And I hope to be talking to you again soon.
Ironwood Rain, you look for that CD out October 15th. We'll be playing some cuts, and we're going to tell everybody about you. Do the same for us. That'd be great.
Absolutely. You got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Take care.
Your thoughts.
Well, these guys are very experienced. Before they formed a group together, they had a lot of musical experience, and they're very mature about it. I know they joked around with us a lot, but they are very serious, deep, and accomplished musicians, and it shows in the music.
You have to watch the video. There's a link out there on our show notes to the making of Burn the Ships. That's their newest CD. It comes out October 15th. You can get a sneak peek of it over on that video, and the making of is very clever. You've seen a million groups do this, the making of this, the making of that. You haven't seen it done this way. It's pretty fun to watch. So, that's going to do it for this bi-yearly episode of...
No, come on now. We'll do better than that.
Club Indie. Want to thank everybody that said, look, play Ironwood Rain. They're out in Denver, but they're promising they're going to take a tour of New England, where we are. Ken, you're in New Haven.
Yeah, well, I sort of tried to steer them to the idea of coming out here, and who knows, maybe they will take us up on that.
Yeah, well, the drummer, Gary...
St. Germain?
St. Germain, thank you. Wait, it was so long ago we spoke with him. He's from Boston, so there's a reason, you know, to come back.
Hey, by the way, if you did attend Club Indie today, we do validate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because there's no parking for us, you know. So, okay, wait, can I get this ticket validated? You know, we're not part owners or anything. Your brother-in-law still got the deal, right?
That's right.
Okay, all right. We'll see you Mondays over at You Can't Make It Up. That's our comedy show.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to be there this time.
Yeah, tokenscomedy.com is where you find us. We'll see you Monday. Thank you, Ken.
So long.
Burn the ships we won't be leaving. The shore to feel, the decks are heaving. As we ride the tides of evening.
Two Cans Comedy Club Indie is a Penguin Pods production.
Burn the ships, there's no retreating. I'll bend no ear to disbelieving. We'll chase the sun, it sets on dreams.